Sometimes I try to do things and it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. I get real frustrated. I try hard to do it. I take my time and it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. I'm like, I concentrate real hard and it doesn't work out. It's like, I need time to figure these things out. But there's always someone there going, "Hey Mike, you know, we've been noticing you've been having a lot of problems lately. You should maybe get away and like, maybe you should talk about it. You'll feel a lot better." I go, "No, it's okay, you know, I'll figure it out. Just leave me alone, I'll figure it out myself. I'm just working on it myself." And they go, "Well, if you want to talk about it, I'll be here, you know? And you'll probably feel a lot better if you talk about it. So why don't you talk about it?" And I go, "No, I don't want to, I'm okay, I'll figure it out myself." But they just keep bugging me. And they just keep bugging me. And it builds up inside.
They stick me in an institution, said it was the only solution. They committed me to professional help to protect me from enemy Russo.
I was in my room and I was just like staring at the wall and thinking about everything. And then my mom came in and I didn't even know she was there. She called my name and I didn't hear her. And then she started screaming, "Mike, Mike." And I go, "What? What's the matter?" She goes, "What's the matter with you?" I go, "There's nothing wrong, Mom." And she's all, "Don't tell me that, you're on drugs." I go, "No, Mom, I'm not on drugs, I'm okay, I'm just thinking, you know, why don't you get me a
Pepsi?"
She goes, "No, you're on drugs." I go, "Mom, I'm okay, I'm just thinking." She goes, "No, you're not thinking, you're on drugs. Normal people don't be acting that way." I go, "Mom, just give me a
Pepsi.
Please, all I want is a
Pepsi."
And she wouldn't give it to me. All I wanted was a
Pepsi.
Just one
Pepsi.
And she wouldn't give it to me. Just a Pepsi.
I'm not crazy.
You're the one who's crazy. You're driving me crazy.
Institution.
They stick me in an institution. Said it was the only solution. They give me the need of professional help to protect me from the enemy myself.
Sitting in my room when my mom and my dad came in and they pulled up a chair and they sat down. They go, "Mike, we need to talk to you." And I go, "Okay, what's the matter?" They go, "Me and your mom have been noticing lately that you've been having a lot of problems. And you've been going off for no reason and we're afraid you're gonna hurt somebody. We're afraid you're gonna hurt yourself. So we decided that it would be in your best interest that we put you somewhere where you can get the help that you need." And I go, "Wait, what are you talking about? We decided my best interest? How do you know what my best interest is? How can you say what my best interest is? What are you trying to say? I'm crazy? When I went to your schools, I went to your churches, I went to your institutional learning facilities. So how can you say I'm crazy?
I'm not crazy.
You're the one who's crazy. You're driving me crazy.
Institution.
They stick me in an institution. Said it was the only solution.